Hello everyone, welcome to Next Generation Saints. I'm your host, Nick Koontz. Before we get started today, I want to remind everyone to like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you may be listening to podcasts. It helps it get in the algorithm so more people get to hear the Word of God. So, this episode is going to be a Give Me an Answer with Pastors Cliff and Stuart Connectly. And the title of it is called, It Dishonors All Faiths to Say That They Are All the Same. So, let's tune in and hear the arguments.
Please, do not add tremendous dishonor to your faith by saying Islam is the same as Buddhism. Buddhism is the same as Christianity. Don't do that, because that's being disingenuous and it's dishonoring different religions.
Is your puffed up intellectualism and posturing a defense mechanism, or do you actually think you're smarter than everyone else?
I am not smarter than anybody else here. In fact, I think my IQ is probably lower than yours. I am simply a passionate follower of Jesus Christ, and I've seen that the evidence is historical in nature, that he lived a sinless life, he taught amazing ethical teachings like the Sermon on the Mount, he died forgiving his enemies, and he rose from the dead 3 days later. I've put my faith in him, and I'm a beggar who has found where living bread is, in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and I've come to tell fellow beggars where they can find living bread also, in your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I have repeatedly said, do not believe in Jesus because I do. You'd be a fool to believe in Jesus because I do, because you don't know me from Adam. Instead, I've pleaded with people, read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for yourself, and ask yourself, does the historical evidence of the way he lived, taught, died, and rose from the dead point to Jesus being reliable or not? And you decide for yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Now, is that judgmentalism more puffed up than his style and delivery out here? Or is that a humble type of judgmentalism that you just clarified yourself?
I just think you're being very aggressive. You make it hard to debate with you. And you don't let people talk.
Am I letting you talk now?
You are. You're doing very good.
It's nonsense for me. What's the point of fighting between two religions? Because if there's a God, it's the same one. Because once people like to be kind with the other people, it's like to be like, I don't know, but what's the point of disrespect? Like, you're disrespecting your God when you're like fighting with other people that have other beliefs. Because if there's one creator,
yeah.
Do you think he wants that?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think so. And I think it's the same.
Okay.
Like, it's just love. And if you believe in love, what's the point of fighting? No, because your book says that. No, but my book says offense.
But all right. Hold on. There's fighting and then there's disagreement over what religions say. Is it okay to disagree?
But what's the point?
What do you mean what's the point? Because the Quran and the Bible make specific truth claims that are different, deviate from each other, that are fundamental.
Okay.
They're not small, right? Yeah. Okay. So it's okay to disagree. And actually we should disagree in order to really honor our own books.
You? It's a different God.
Okay.
It's a different God,
yes.
Actually?
Yes.
Why?
The Trinity. We're both monotheistic, you're right, but then the Trinity comes into play. So Jesus is the Son of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Islam does not teach Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Son being Christ.
Like the essence of the religion is the same.
Not the essence. They have similarities in terms of giving alms to the poor. Jesus taught the same sort of thing. Many similarities, but no, clearly Islam teaches that Jesus is not the Son of God. Clearly Islam teaches that when he died on that cross, he definitely did not resurrect from the dead. He was a great prophet, but that is a direct contradiction to what the Bible teaches about who Jesus really is. So we just have to wrestle with that. But you love each other, and yes, the volume can get a little intense, and that's probably when we need to bring it back down some. But please do not add tremendous dishonor to your faith by saying Islam is the same as Buddhism. Buddhism is the same as Christianity. Don't do that, because that's being disingenuous and it's dishonoring different religions.
But why do you think religion is for? Why do you think? What's the difference, like, between one religion and the other one? Why do you think religion is for?
Like, what is it for?
Yeah.
Okay, yet again, I'm not for religion. If it's just about being a better person, in that sense, I'm for it. But just like atheistic humanists out here, I love that they're humanists and that they're living to be better people. What religion is for is truly if there is a God who revealed that there's one way to him, then we better get on board with that way and then start to share that faith so that other people can get on board and understand that there truly is the way, the truth, the life, whether that's through Muhammad, whether that's through Buddha, whether that's through Confucius, whether that's through Jesus Christ. And we have to be truth seekers, not just apathetic or somehow hostile in terms of I'm going to back away and not even think about that because my way is how I was raised and I'm just going to follow that. We have to look at the evidence to see if there is a truth claim and whether that truth claim is credible. And I hope you believe in that truth if there is one. But it sounds to me like you're more of a pluralist where all truth is just truth. Everybody's grabbing onto different parts of the elephant. Okay. Okay, well, how do you get that in your faith? See, I think that's a liberal, you're taking a very liberal approach to the Quran.
Like some things from every religion.
Yeah.
And yeah, you will find the truth. It's not like one truth. It's just like this is like the truth. Like it's nothing like can be apart from that. No, I think you can take like many things. If you want to evolve like a person and then connect with any like God.
Okay, or I would say you're a practical atheist. Because you're basically saying there's no true God out there, according to what every faith is talking about. And so we're just going to say there is this broad God that supposedly exists, but every other faith contradicts what that God is. But let's just say it's there, and then we can all grab onto it.
Yeah, in case it makes you a better person. Yeah.
But the Quran teaches that there's one way to paradise.
Yeah, but I mean... like, if people is becoming better with the others to get to that paradise, and people is becoming like it's good to the others, like we're going to heaven, and like whatever you think, if it makes you a better person, you don't have to fight like no, because I'm going to paradise, you're going to heaven, like you're wrong. No, it's like it's no sense in that.
Okay, perhaps we agree on this point.
You have to spend the time fighting to like.
No fighting, but please disagree. On whatever philosophy of life, whether that be religion, whether that be the correct medical practices, whatever it might be, that there is a true way, whether that be a scientific method, please disagree with somebody who has it wrong. Galileo did so, and thank heaven that Galileo did so. Galileo didn't just say, oh, Aristotle, and oh, supposedly just, you know, the earth is the center of the universe, and let's just say everything is this, every theory and philosophy is the same. There is a truth out there, and it's the same as faith positions that holy books are talking about.
Yeah, but if you believe one thing is the truth, and you just don't look at the other things, you're just like, your knowledge is never going to improve. Like,
yes.
I was raised as a Christian,
yes.
Then I was living in an Islamic country, and then I took some things from every place, and then I was like looking for like other spiritual like things. Like, and it's just like, no, you can just focus on one thing and then forget about like... otherwise you're just gonna stuck in the same place always. You're never gonna learn about the different things in the world.
Right, so but just understand that that's not being honest to Allah and Muhammad. Understand that you're just saying, let's flatten the main fundamentals of what every religion is teaching and disagreeing with about 90% of the world, because you're not gonna have, this is a very Western idea you're really propagating here. If you go over to India, if you go to China, and these main central areas of the world that have different religions, they're going to be very different than you, and you're gonna be very offended by you saying that. Because they're gonna say, no, there is one truth. And that's whether it's Confucianism, Taoism, whether that's Buddhism, Christianity, this type of religious pluralism where, no, your truth is your truth, just be a good person. That's entirely Western.
No, this entire Western to say like, no, I can do your country. No, you're wrong. You have to believe what I believe. And you have to act how I act. No, you don't have to change other people's like beliefs. Why?
Why don't
just
you
let them like have their religion and their like beliefs? It's so like coming in.
Yeah.
No, I'm a Christian. I'm the best one. Like you have to like be Christian as me. Like I don't get it.
It's not the best one. God became human, retained his humanity, and died on the cross. Became a slave, and said that you better humble yourself to the point of saying that another person is better than me, of another faith even. The most inclusive, exclusive truth claim imaginable that Jesus said through himself, he is the way, the truth, and the life. That's how we go about talking about, okay, what really is the truth? And what is real tolerance? Because real tolerance that you're talking about right now is not just saying, hey, let's just all agree with each other for the sake of really, you know, protecting each other's feelings and not hurting each other's feelings. No, true tolerance is loving each other but being willing to disagree with each other on these types of matters. Okay, but you're saying let's not disagree.
If you don't embrace other things, you're just gonna like be stuck in where you're.
You have to embrace.
You have to see other things.
Yes, absolutely, and that's why I almost turned away from Christianity. because I saw other different positions, other different worldviews that were very attractive at the time. I wanted to live a very promiscuous life in college. Probably the majority of people here do. But at the end of the day, I saw, because of the credibility of the Gospels and what God talked about, I saw that there's more evidence there, and I was simply turning away from it because I wanted to live a certain lifestyle that allowed me to sleep with other women. Okay? So it's, you have to be true to what the worldview teaches and not just say, you know what, I like this, I'm going to cherry pick here, I'm going to cherry pick here from the Quran, I'm going to cherry pick here from the Bible, and let's just say it all says the same thing because that makes it really easy for me. I'm sorry. That's too simplistic.
I'm really happy with that.
All right.
I'm not that you're happy. Like a bad person,
I wish I could do like... that. Okay. In many ways, I wish I could do that. But I don't think that's being an honest truth seeker and honest to the text, all religious texts.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, ma'am.
So I've seen you talk about how you follow Jesus,
right?
And not religion. And
right.
That's because of the human aspect of religion and the sin that kind of goes along with it. How do you know, like, the Bible doesn't have these human aspects and it wasn't changed by religion over the years? How do you kind of have this trust in the Bible that it's purely from God and it tells the pure truth about Jesus?
There is absolutely no way that I or anybody else could show you that the Bible comes from God. How would you do that? See, that's where I was trying to point out to my Muslim friends here. See, their whole insistence, the Quran is the word of God, the Quran's the word of God. You can't show that. The same way I can't show that the Bible's the word of God. You can't show that any book is from God. That's absurd. Totally absurd. Well, then what can you show? You can show that a text is historically accurate or not historically accurate. So, I have the evidence that the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are historically accurate. Does that mean that there are no manuscript variants? No, it does not. In fact, as Bart Ehrman puts in Misquoting Jesus, that best-selling book, there are between 300,000 and 400,000 manuscript variants in the New Testament, and there are only 140,000 words. So that means, guys, you've got three or four variants for every word. Okay, but here's what I get really honked off at New Testament professors like at this place. They fail to tell you that those 300,000 to 400,000 variants, manuscript variations, are found in 20,000 Greek manuscripts. 20,000. Which means, because the average Greek manuscript of the New Testament is over 400 pages long, these 300,000 to 400,000 manuscript variants are found in 2.5 million pages. Now just let that sink in. Those 300,000 to 400,000 manuscript variants, which means, no, we don't have the perfect New Testament. We have a plethora, though, of manuscript evidence that we have what those authors really wrote. Okay? So, does that mean the Bible's a word of God? No. Does it mean the New Testament is historically accurate? Yes. So, simply read the New Testament as history and ask yourself, does the historical evidence of the way Jesus lived, treated people, the way what he taught, like the Sermon on the Mount, the way he died, loving and forgiving his enemies as he nailed to a wooden crossbeam, and the way he rose from the dead 3 days after he died, does that historical evidence point to him being credible, trustworthy, reliable, or not? And then you decide for yourself. You don't take it from me. You don't take it from someone who's indoctrinating you. And you definitely don't take it from a UT professor. You've got to do your homework, guys. You got to study the Gospels for yourself. They're only about 140 pages, so don't get weirded out by it. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and ask yourself, does the historical evidence of the way he lived, taught, died, and rose from the dead point to his credibility or not?
I'm just wondering how you can You said it's up to you to kind of make the choice whether you believe yes. in that, right?
Yes.
How do you have that faith that the Bible hasn't been changed still? Like, yes, we know kind of the historical context. We know
right.
a lot of it
right.
is very accurate. How do we know, like, it's still majority or even just small parts of it aren't made up or changed over time, changed by kings, by different versions?
Okay, because we have the 5,700 Greek manuscripts or pieces of manuscript dated from the 2nd to the 10th century AD, all agreeing to an infinitesimal degree. We've got what those dudes wrote. Are there some mistakes, variants? Yes. But when you study those mistakes, when you study those manuscript variants, they're like the following. Matthew chapter 1. Jesus was the son of the Virgin Mary. That's in all those Greek manuscripts. But some Greek manuscripts have it a second time. Jesus was the son of the Virgin Mary. So, what do you do with that? It's a variant. In some of the Greek manuscripts, it's only said once. In other of the Greek manuscripts, it's said twice. Well, the way you handle that is, there's no contradiction. But an overly enthusiastic scribe stuck in a second time, because he wanted to emphasize that point, Jesus was the son of the Virgin Mary. Those are the type of variants that you've got. Doesn't change anything, but that's a bunch of manuscript variants right there.
Does this apply to Old Testament as well, or just the life of Jesus?
This applies to the New Testament. The information that I've given you is regarding the New Testament. I am not out here to convince you that Noah floated a big boat called an ark. I'm out here to introduce you to the closest friend I have, Jesus Christ. And you don't learn about Jesus by reading Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You learn about Jesus by reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because that is the historical eyewitness testimony of who Jesus was. So don't put your faith in Jesus without reading that stuff. Why? Because you're university students. Now, obviously, if you were homeless and couldn't read, I'd have to just say, please trust me, I'm telling you the truth. But you're not homeless and you know how to read. You're at a very fine university. So you owe it to yourself as a thinking student to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, about 140 pages, and find out, is Jesus reliable or is he not?
I'm by birth Muslim. Kind of consider myself atheist, agnostic.
I'm sorry, you're Muslim and atheist?
By birth Muslim.
By birth Muslim, but now atheist.
Consider myself atheist, okay. Agnostic.
All right.
So why God just doesn't come up and solve this mystery, you know? People are still killing each other. I'm Muslim, you're Jew, you're this, I'm this,
yeah,
you're this,
yeah.
You're wrong, I hate you, I'm gonna kill you.
Right.
90% of the wars during the ages was because of these religions.
Yep.
I'm not saying specifically which one.
Yeah.
Just why God just doesn't come up?
Okay, I'll go first, then Stuart will go. Yeah. Okay.
Solve it.
So what's the problem? Why are Muslims and Christians and Jews and atheists killing each other? Why did Mao Zedong murder about 7 million people? 70 million people. Excuse me, that was Stalin.
100 million.
Who?
Mao
did 100 million? Yeah. Why did Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler slaughter people in the millions? If anybody tells you...
Ideology.
Yeah, and money and power and land.
Uh-huh. I want it for my team.
Exactly. That's right. So that's the real cause of war. So what does that show us?
But they dip into religion because that moves people.
Okay. But the real problem is the human heart. Why is there so much divorce? Because the human heart. Why is there racism? Because the human heart. Why is there sexism? Because the human heart. A bunch of insecure men have to dump on women to prove that they're superior. That's sick, but it's a sign of the heart. And why on earth, at a university as wonderful as this, is there date rape? What? Are you kidding me? It's because the human heart. We have a problem with evil, like it or not, every single one of us. Now then the next question is, okay, now we got the problem, now what's the solution? And hear different things from different people. Some people will say, well, if you get a PhD from the University of Texas at Austin, you'll be a really good guy. You won't date rape. You'll be highly educated, a really good guy. Really? Nazi Germany was one of the most educated nations of the world when it gassed Jews in Dachau and Auschwitz and Buchenwald. So if you're going to try and convince me that education is the key, I'm going to say no way. Because the evidence is that's not the truth. Jesus Christ, I am convinced, is the truth because he changes the human heart. He's not this religious ritual. He wants to change my heart, so instead of hating, I love. Instead of being disrespectful, I respect people. That's why I'm committed to introducing people to Jesus Christ. Well, why? Because I'm convinced he's the solution.
Oh, I love that part of both Christianity. They're probably the nicest religious out there, generally speaking. Generally speaking, I'm thinking, why God just doesn't come out and freaking make it simple.
Okay, that's the next question. Stuart, why?
One of the greatest mathematicians of all time, Blaise Pascal. Blaise Pascal himself said that God gives us the most evidence, just enough evidence for us to decide whether we want to trust in him or not, but not too much evidence to cause it to be compulsory, to make you believe in him. No, it's based off of faith and a trusting relationship. If God just showed up right now in front of you, he'd be a large demigod. You would come to believe in him based off of fear, terror, because I have to bend the knee to this God who is so scary. Yeah.
Hey, I created all of you. I can take care of all of you. I can kill all of you. I can keep you alive. And you, if you don't behave, you're going to be killed.
Yeah.
And this is the way. Nobody's going to kill each other. Everybody's going to be nice. Everybody has to do their job. Make the heaven over here. Just why wait until you die and go to the other side?
Well, because you're asking him to prove, you're asking the God, the creator of the entire universe, to prove himself to you in a specific kind of way.
I'm saying that. Make it simple. Just come out and make this world we're living in, make it heaven. Why wait until you die and be good and this, to go to the other side? Do it right now.
But who are we to say right here, right now,
why this mystery?
That the God of the entire universe, you show up in the way I want you to show up perfectly, and now all of a sudden, I want a loving, connected relationship with you. See, what you're talking about is you're just talking about a type of evidence, and I just want a type of proof that you exist. There's no trusting relationship that's built into that. It's proof. I just want proof. That's all I want. I want proof, God. You show up right now, and I'll believe in you and give my life to you. No, they won't. It's playing a sick, dirty game with God, saying that you need to give me a type of proof because I am God. It's a type of humanism. It's I need X amount of proof. You need to tell me why exactly suffering happens, why exactly we don't have the cure for cancer right now, God, and then I'll believe in you. Do you see how that's a game, that's a dangerous game to play that will not be able to form a type of relationship with God? Strong-arming him.
Dangerous game to play to make people believe in something. That guy believes in a little bit different thing. That guy believes in, and then they hate each other, they kill each other, and everybody thinks they're right. And who knows who's right until you die, and we'll find out the other side who was right. I mean, it's a sick game. This
you
is a sick game.
You remove God, and then you start to dip into a certain autobiography by a certain communistic soldier in Russia who started murdering 10 different inmates he had because he said, I thank the God who does not exist that I can become God myself to make moral decisions on people's lives so that I can kill them. If there is no God, there is no moral obligation. There is nobody to say that this is absolutely right and this is absolutely wrong. I decide it myself. And if I decide to ultimately end this person's life, who's to say it's bad? So you remove God, now there's moral subjectivity, and you decide what is right, what is wrong, and they're all meaningless and they're all equivalent to each other. That's why atheism, that's why there's been way more deaths through atheistic regimes than through religion. Religion, you get the Crusades, you get the Salem witch trials. What? The Salem witch trials killed 7 people. Mao killed 70 million. I mean, this is such a scary little game, trite game that atheists like to play, whether it's a bumper sticker on the back of a car or whether it's a freaking meme. What they'll say is religion just kills people. And they never get into the historicity of it and start to understand, no, actually it's atheism that kills people. It's not religion.
Ideology. Communists did that, the communism ideology, a lot of religions done that.
Atheism ideology.
I hate you. Yep. You're in my group, you're not in my group.
Right.
What I'm saying, again, I told you I am kind of, don't know, atheist, agnostic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I say I don't know. So I'm saying all these religions came through and they all consider one God, which is started from, you know, from my country.
Yeah.
Was it Zoroastrian?
Right, okay.
One God, one Hebrew.
Yeah.
So they all copied it after that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, if this is true, and like, as you said, 80% of the world believe in it, not 80%, half of the world, why just God doesn't come out? Just wait until you die.
Every single religion believes in a God that's radically different from the other. So for you to say a God just shows up and all of a sudden everybody says, oh, here we go. Everybody just look at this God and we all understand this God perfectly, believe in this God, and hey, all the religious wars, all the atheistic regimes will all be done away with. That's an idea that is so presumptuous, it's scary.
He created us, he's the most powerful. He can turn off all the airplanes, all the guns,
right?
Everything. Anybody gonna do something bad, he's gonna stop it. He's the most powerful. I don't care if it's Christianity God or Muslim God or Judaism God, which actually Islam believes on all three of them.
It's simple.
Why is not coming out?
It's because he wants you to love him. And love cannot force. No. You cannot force someone to love you.
I see you.
I can't force you to love me.
I know, but...
Okay, God is not going to force you to love him.
I turn around, I go.
God loves you, and because he loves you, he waits for you to love him. Now, second point is this.
I want to see him.
Fine. Look at Jesus. Then that's the way you see God. Look at Jesus.
I can't see Jesus.
You read about him.
There's no movie. There's nothing.
All right. But the game that you're playing, I'll tell you why it's wrong. God, if you want me to believe in you, you better do this. Show up right here, right now.
I don't even want to believe in him. I said, why just doesn't... I mean, I don't like him.
Oh, all right, okay.
Just walk away.
All right.
But why just doesn't show up?
All right, let me ask you. Do you have a problem with a young man who looks into the face of the young woman who has just said to him, I love you, and he says, I don't believe you unless you have sex with me? Do you have a problem with that?
No. Maybe that's what works.
Well, I do. I got a big problem with that.
I know.
If I say, God, in order for me to believe in you, you must do this. I am manipulative. Don't play that game. Don't play it with a woman, sir, and don't play it with God. Instead, take a person for who they are, let them reveal to you the way they choose to love you, respect them, and do the same with God. And if God chooses to become a human being in Jesus Christ, and the evidence is he's reliable, you better trust him, love him, because he obviously loves you. He gave his life for you. And they're not a bunch of people who give their lives for me. He gave his life for you, so he really loves you.
See? I respect all of these religions, including Islam, Christianity, Judaism. All I'm saying is, why make it so complicated? Why God needs me liking him or loving him?
It's real simple.
If I don't like him or love him...
You don't like him because you resent his authority.
I didn't say I don't like him. I said, the hell with me if I don't like him. Why he needs me to like him?
Because he created you for a purpose, to love him and to love others.
Get rid of me if I don't like him.
Well, no, don't get rid of him. He loves you.
No, get rid of me if he doesn't
He loves you. He really cares about you.
What I'm saying is, the mighty, he's the nicest guy in the world. Come here, stop all the wars and say, hey, I'm here. You guys be nice to each other and live.
That's right. And that's about as dishonest as if I were to try and force him to work among the homeless or force him to respect this woman. Or force him to respect this man. You don't go around forcing people. You respect people. You respect their free will. They make their decision. Now, obviously, I'm trying to convince people. Obviously, I am trying to convince people because I love people. I'm convinced that Jesus is the truth. But to force someone? To lie to someone in order to get them to believe in Jesus? That's pathetic.
People. What I'm saying is just here, I'm here. Everybody, don't do bad stuff. Everybody knows what bad stuff is. Don't do this bad stuff. Go do whatever you want. Be happy. Live. And whatever rules.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Next Generation Saints. I'm your host, Nick Koons. Before we end today, I want to go to remind everyone to like and subscribe to this podcast, wherever you may be listening to podcasts. It helps the indie algorithm so more people get to hear the Word of God. I actually enjoy this episode. I always enjoy Give Me an Answer. I do enjoy get to hear other students and what they're being taught more in secular schools nowadays and what a liberal education gets you. And so I really hope that this helped answer some questions for you. I hope it brought up a lot of the other questions you could ask. And I most importantly, I really hope that it furthered your faith with Jesus Christ, understanding why you believe what you believe in. So, until next time we meet again, may God richly bless y'all, my dearly beloved.